Serving the Nations distributes 25 to 30,000 pounds of food a week from Hawaii Food Bank and Aloha Harvest through their outlets in Kalihi and Wahiawa. They run programs, action sports programs, in five countries. And they're kind of celebrating the work they've done the last 10 years in Wahiawa.
And everybody that's from this area can remember their parents telling them, don't look on that side of the street.
That's Cindy Bauer, co-founder and executive director of Surfing the Nations, STN. You know the block she's talking about.
We closed down the second largest porn shop on island. We closed down the Texas bar with its exotic dancers. This was a liquor store that we're standing in right now.
STN runs Surfer's Coffee and The Vintage. There's also a food pantry here and public shower. Bauer says nearly all STN employees work free in exchange for rent. 98% are Christians, but there is no proselytizing.
So the program you see going on in here right now is our leadership program, but that's also our music room with a recording studio. This is our graphics office and also our
STN now owns a 15-unit apartment building and office spaces behind its six new storefronts. Friends of Hawaii Charities, the Sony Open, is a key sponsor for STN youth programs that serve 50 to 100 Wahiawa kids here.
Our biggest challenge is still just having the young people feel like their life is worth living. But I think the biggest thing is just being a community that you love the good, bad, and the tough.
Bauer says their food pantry's busy and homelessness is up. A frequent visitor crashed their front window recently.
Oh, I mean, and it was just crazy. He was going absolutely Richter. And we knew when he got arrested,
and then
he'd only be
he would come back.
Oh, he's already back. I've seen him. He likes Wahiawa. We just love him. And, you know, I know a lot of people fear the homeless, but most of the people that we feed, probably 98% are what we consider the working poor. That means they have somebody in their family working. And if you don't provide them food when they're working as hard, then you go to stealing, which then affects their character, which then just pulls them down. I want to keep giving them food. They're trying their hardest. And some people, their ability to earn is topped. And we need those people as much as we need the people that are all the way at the top.
STN's food giveaway reaches 600 families a week now, and their surf programs are run in five countries.
As North Korea, they've asked us to come in there and teach their people how to swim and surf.
Oh, how are you doing this?
So I don't know how to make sense out of it for you. We just do the next thing that we feel that we're to do.
And they're celebrating 10 good years in Wahiawa this weekend.
It's all exciting and fun.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.